AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Police believe that in a street shootout, they killed the heavily armed couple who opened fire on a holiday banquet in San Bernardino, California yesterday, killing 14 people and wounding 17. One of the suspects was the brother-in-law of Farhan Khan.
I just cannot express that how sad I am for, you know, what happened.
He says he doesn't know what motivated Syed Farouk and his wife, Tashfeen Malik. Police Chief Jared Burgwan says Farouk was no stranger to the victims.
Mr. Farouk is a county employee. He works with his title as an environmental specialist in the public health department, has been employed there for 5 years. He was at the party. He did leave the party early under some circumstances that were described as angry or something of that nature.
One co-worker says Farouk appeared committed to his family and never displayed any unusual behavior or discussed any radical political views. Others told the Los Angeles Times Farouk was a devout Muslim but didn't talk about religion at work. A South African appeals court has convicted Oscar Pistorius of murder. This justice reading the ruling just a short time ago.
The accused conviction and sentence on count one are set aside and replaced with the following. Guilty of murder with the accused having had criminal intent.
So the lesser charge of manslaughter for shooting his girlfriend to death in 2013 is overturned. The original trial court will sentence the double amputee Olympian. The first of six officers charged in a police custody death that sparked riots in Baltimore is on trial. The AP's Dave Additional reports on the first day of William Porter's trial.
A jury of eight women and four men was seated in the morning. That was followed by opening statements from both sides and then a witness.
Porter and the others are charged in connection with the death of Freddie Gray. This is AP Radio News. The House has voted to rewrite the No Child Left Behind law, and Education Secretary Arne Duncan is very happy about it.
I'm actually a little stunned. I'm thrilled. I never thought we would see this day, to be honest with you. And Congress has been so broken for so long, as has the No Child Left Behind law, and Congress is, whatever it is, 6 or 7 years late or overdue in terms of fixing it.
The Senate is to vote on it early next week. The president expected to sign it. Two FIFA officials suspected of bribery have been arrested in a new round of pre-dawn raids in Zurich. NFL owners have put off a decision on the possible relocation of teams to Los Angeles until next month. Commissioner Roger Goodell.
I think there is, a great deal of work that's gone into this. I think people have been very thoughtful. I think communities have been very thoughtful. I think we're going to have solutions that are going to be presented to the membership, and they're going to have to make that determination.
The Rams, Raiders, and Chargers are interested in moving to L.A. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.